Thank you, Chair. On today, this 80th anniversary of D-Day, we honor the memory, bravery, and sacrifice of an international force, among them 73,000 Americans, who fought and in many cases died for freedom and enduring peace. President Biden has declared today a National Day of Remembrance. Chair, the United States remains committed to promoting and expanding access to disarmament and nonproliferation education to ensure the next generation of leaders have the tools and experience, as well as the opportunity to share new perspectives and innovative ideas to strengthen global security and pursue our shared goal of a world without nuclear weapons. The United States has promoted national and global disarmament and nonproliferation education and professional development in many important ways, such as regional, cross-discipline, and multi-generational networks, including the U.S. Black Sea Nonproliferation Professionals Exchange, the Center for Nonproliferation Studies Visiting Fellows, Black Sea Women in Nuclear Network, and expanding networks in other regions. Since 2021, the United States has also been an active participant in the P5 Young Professionals Network. This forum encourages new thinking on nuclear risk reduction, among other issues, by representatives of the five nuclear nonproliferation treaty nuclear weapon states. In October 2023, the U.S. Department of State also hosted the TIMBY Forum, which provided an opportunity for representatives from universities, NGOs, international organizations, and the government to discuss the most pressing issues facing the disarmament and nonproliferation architectures today. This forum increased awareness of current priorities and challenges, fostered new ideas, and brought new voices into nonproliferation and disarmament discussions to reduce the threat posed by weapons of mass destruction and other unconventional weapons. We are planning the next iteration of this event to sustain conversation at this important intersection of the field. Ongoing now, this summer we are supporting UNIDEER's cybersecurity training for dozens of participants from participants from dozens of countries. And we are funding through grants the participation of five women mid-career professionals in disarmament in the Geneva Center for Security Policy's coursework on international security. The United States also greatly appreciates UNODA's Disarmament Fellowship, which provides an opportunity for young practitioners to learn about the substance of this field and build an international network that serves as a backbone for future diplomacy. Since the program's establishment in 1978, numerous U.S. government leaders and experts have addressed and supported the fellows, and 14 American representatives have had the opportunity to benefit from that fellowship. I know that many United States and other participants have gone on to represent their countries in important roles relevant to this field. And we welcome the presence today in our plenary of the 2024 cohort of fellows and wish them an enriching and rewarding experience. The United States has and will continue to support activities that cultivate the talent and creativity of experts outside the government and inside the government to recruit and train the next generation of experts and drive the work forward. This is a priority for the United States, and we welcome other perspectives on how we can collectively best support this goal. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.